It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I never saw Superman have to take bugs out of his teeth.
Well, but he was Superman. We're talking about you only have one superpower.
What if your neck was a Pez dispenser?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you could throw out Pez anytime you wanted to.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had fun talking with you, Craig.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Not like the real small Pez. I mean, a big Pez.
On the little ticket.
Yeah, so as far as superpowers, either indestructibility or, I'd just say, like a really big, you know, thing down there.
Foot?
Foot and a half. Somewhere in there.
Yes, it's almost 8 o'clock. It's time for the emergency break of the week. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the weekend show known as Cirque de Soroy. Now, some of the folks on the weekend complain that they're never up for the e-break. That is not true. How many times has the T-Box won over the years?
A lot.
Yeah, they win all the time. Well, this happened this past Saturday. You know, we have tickers at 10 past the hour and 50 past the hour. Well, much to the surprise of Eli Jordan, the ticker sounder was played at 30 past the hour, but I have to give him credit. For the most part, he was ready. This is still a train wreck, but at least Eli was ready to go when he heard that ticker sounder play.
All right, a 12:30 ticker, I guess. 1:30 ticker. Cowboys and Giants in the 2016 regular season opener tomorrow at Jerry World. This ticker, not sponsored by anybody because there's not supposed to be one.
What's happening? Is this really out of nowhere?
You need help?
Oh, my God. So much SMU happening. I put a ticker in the wrong spot.
I can keep going if we need to.
No.
Save it.
Cut it.
That's your ticker.
For the gentleman September 21st.
Thank you, Harley Davidson of Dallas
Club in Grand Prairie. Go to theticket.com to sign up.
What the hell just happened?
Well, it's the weekend, so sometimes you know, things may go awry, just like they do here during the week.
So we don't have bottom of the hour tickers, but the board op hit the ticker music. So Eli just
he probably put it in the playlist earlier. We used for commercials and didn't realize it was for the 30 break.
Mm-hmm.
Not excusing it.
Just give Eli some, a lot of some mayhem for being. It does end in a lot of confusion and about four voices on the air at once. But we'll give that to Board Op Travis, don't you think? All right, candidate number two. This guy's won a lot of e-breaks over the years, and he's back playing again this week for another title. Welcome back, Norm Hitchkes. I think the phrase he was looking for is Asian players. Asian players, but that's not what Norm said.
The spaces on major league rosters of baseball teams are not being filled by white athletes. They're being filled by a tremendous influx of Hispanic athletes, and even in the major leagues, several other of the Japan type of players and things like that.
Asians, I think.
Asian, thank you.
Japan type.
I'm not quite sure.
But.
Well, if you prefer that to the Japan type players, that's okay, Michael.
No disrespect.
Wow. Holy cow.
The Japan type of players. You know, you mean Asians? Yes, that's what you mean. No disrespect.
Have y'all ever heard that before?
No.
The Japan.
Yeah, I'm dating this new girl. She's a Japan type.
Like some Ribby would say.
These two Japan types came up to me.
All right, one more time.
The spaces on major league rosters of baseball teams are not being filled by white athletes. They're being filled by a tremendous influx of Hispanic athletes, and even in the major leagues, several other of the Japan type of players and things like that.
Asians, I think.
Asian, thank you.
Japan type.
I'm not quite sure.
But.
Well, if you prefer that to the Japan type players, that's okay, Michael.
No disrespect.
Wow. The Japan type of players. You know, you mean Asians? Yes, that's what you mean.
No disrespect.
All right, way to go, Norm. That's a new phrase that we may, well, I don't know if we will hear that type of phrase or not, but he's up for an e-brake. We know that much. And so is this big-time player from the last couple of years. Yes, TC is back. Not for a mess-up during a ticket ticker, but for a break-in yesterday at the end of our show. We were trying to congratulate our winner who bid to play golf with us in the Gentleman Jack Dunham and Miller Open next Wednesday. And before I could really finish as to who this person was and what they won and all that, we had a TC hijacking. Thanks to Tim Taft. Thanks to Tim. Very generous donation to Special Olympics Texas. $2,000 is what he bid.
That's not the only thing he's done, George. He also saved Bill Walton's life.
What's going on? You want to explain that?
Oh, you want me? Okay, sure. He once gave an interview with Bad Radio, Bill Walton did, where I believe the question Dan asked was, do you miss being on TV? And then Walton spoke for like 10 minutes, never answered the question at any point, and towards the end said that he'd been through a very, very dark time, but his friend Tim Taft of Super Salads had saved him and given him very encouraging messages throughout.
From here in Dallas.
Yeah.
This is the same Tim guy? Taft?
I mean, I would assume so. If you run Super Salads, you probably can be very charitable. It's a quality establishment. Although I don't think he does anymore.
We live in a metroplex of how many people? How many people we have?
Seven million.
6 billion.
And Jeb,
Chance there's more than one Tim Taft, right?
We were doing a line change. You know, I take out my headphones and I get up and walk out. I've never seen him move so quickly to come over here and plug in his headphones and get that line out.
All right, a few things. I believe this is the same Tim Taft.
It is, okay.
Yes, I heard from a friend of his yesterday.
Okay.
And I do recall the audio because Bad Radio plays it from time to time. And it's really funny to hear Bill Walton talk about Tim Taft.
True.
The problem here is that TC jumped in with this random fact that had us all puzzled in the beginning. And he never clarified it. He just let it hang. So that's why he's up for the knee break. When he saw we were all stunned by the comment, he should have immediately said, you know, Bad Radio's interview with Bill Walton and Bubba. But instead, he just sat there.
He was waiting for one of y'all to ask.
Yeah. He doesn't mind the layout, I guess. Oh,
I didn't edit that, by the way.
Explain? Yeah, I guess that was us that were laying out. But you're right. Yeah, TCE could have jumped in and cleared it up rather quickly, but he didn't. So those are your three candidates. Travis the board op, Norm Hitchkes, or TC Fleming. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George Dunham, this is your mother, and you are not my baby.
That is the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is your mother a Middle Eastern man?
No, I don't think so.
George Dunham, how are you, sir? I just wanted to let you know that, just like Donald Trump said, you are the weak link of the station.
Thank you.
Vernon Keith and Junes Miller, you are my leaders, and I like to vote for TC.
Man, you're a hilarious caller. Keep calling back. Uh-oh. You're really funny.
Uh-oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for TC and give a shout-out to the Jack County redneck, Kevin Dennis.
All right. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Hey, Junes.
Hey.
What do you call a red-headed baker?
I don't know.
A gingerbread man?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Not bad. Not
I'll
bad.
I'll take the one in the middle and vote for Norm.
Okay. Take the one in the middle. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
They were Asians.
There's a Norm vote, I guess. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for TC, please.
Thank you very much. See, that's how you vote right there. You're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Sounds like Norm wandered away from his memory care unit, got in front of a microphone.
Hey, don't talk about Norm like that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for the stinky dolphin taint of one Cobra Davidson.
Gross.
Oh, man, he's not even up. He had to say that phrase. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Who gets more concussions than NFL players?
Who?
Their wives.
Damn it, man.
Good Lord. Mm.
Just damn it.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I like to vote for Norm, long time.
Right, thank you. Hello,
go, Davis.
You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello.
Oh, this guy.
Yes.
No disrespect to TC, but I got to go with Lucifer Beelzebub.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
The spaces on Major League rosters of baseball teams are not being filled by white athletes. They're being filled by a tremendous influx of Hispanic athletes, and even in the major leagues, several other of the Japan type of players and things like that.
Asians, I think.
Asians, thank you.
Japan type.
I'm not quite sure.
But
well, if you prefer that to the Japan type players, that's okay, Michael.
No disrespect.
Wow. The Japan type of players.
Type.
You mean Asians?
Yeah. You know what? I have a theory there.
Hmm.
I think because he's old school, the first word that popped into his mind was Oriental. And he was trying to figure out a way around that because he knew he can't say that anymore, so but he couldn't find his way to Asian.
So he came up with Japan type. Japan type of players. How many is that for Norm?
That is the 80th win for Norman Hirohito Hitzkus.
All right, way to go, Norm.